of the Lady Vols basketball team, Charlie Jones, with us. They have played a game. They've kind of got a leg up on some people. They've played a game since the holiday break. They played January the 6th at Mineral Area. And, Charlie, thanks for joining us tonight. How did you have a good holiday with all the kids and everybody?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Enjoyed family and ate some of that good food that sometimes people say is not good for you. But I think otherwise sometimes, and just sit around and talk about things and just enjoy each other. And so I just had a great time with the family and took a little bit of break there and ready to get back after.
Yeah, and that's good to recharge the batteries. I mean, I know people love to go and watch games, and they're always ready to go watch a game. But when you're coaching or playing, or you're a head coach, an assistant coach, or you're a manager or a broadcaster or whatever, you need a little time every once in a while just to recharge those batteries, don't you?
Absolutely. And the kids need that as well. You know, at some point in time, because it's a long season, you know, they need to get away a little bit to recharge themselves and then come back ready to get started and begin to work hard again. So it's good all the way around, I believe.
We're talking to Charlie Jones. He's the head coach of the Johnny Logan Lady Vols women's basketball team. You played January 6th at Mineral Area. That final score is not indicative of how close the game was. Mineral Area beat the Lady Volunteers 62-47. Okay, you say, well, that's a 15-point spread. It was not a 15-point game because you guys were right with them through half. You guys were with them through about three quarters. I mean, and the thing I heard, Charlie, and I talked to Matt Varney, yeah, who called the game, was that, you know, the offense played well at times, but it was your defense that was really playing well.
Yes, the ladies played really hard on the defensive end, and that's what keeps you in the game. And you're right, there are times offensively you may not be as smooth as you want and get the things that you want out of your offense. But if your defense can hold on, at some point in time you'll be able to start hitting shots and some other things will begin to go your way.
Now, the offense did get a boost because is her first name Emily Tedeschi from Benton? Do I have that right?
It's Inslee. Yes.
Inslee. Okay, mm-hmm. Inslee Tedeschi. She's mm-hmm. been injured. She's back, and she gave you a little pickup with some offensive punch, didn't she?
Absolutely, she did. She gave us some outside shooting and another ball handler. And the most important and impressive thing is that is on the defensive end. She really disrupts some things, and so we were really missing her. And it was key to have her back, and we were so delighted and excited to have her back in the lineup.
Yeah, and that last name of Tedeschi, that's carrying a lot of weight around Benton right now because mm-hmm. the boys team, they've got a standout, Tedeschi, and I guess that's is that her brother?
Yes, that's her brother.
So who do you go cheer for? I mean, she's playing great now. She's back. She's healthy, and the young man is playing lights out as well. I think every game he's coming out getting like a triple double or something. The Ron Weinmiller's Benton Rangers are going well, but you've got the female portion of that, and she had a great game for you.
Yes, she did, and like I said, she's so versatile. So, you know, she can run, play the one, she can play the two, three, and four for us, and depend on where we need her. And we just tell her, this is where we need to put you at right now, and she gets out there and do her job, and that's key. And I tell all of our players, you need to know every position. Don't need to just know just your position that you play a lot at, but you need to know all of them because you never know what happens in a game. Or someone can get injured or foul trouble. You never know, and you have to make adjustments. And that's what I was telling them the day in practice. And they have to learn to adjust and adapt to what's going on and be able to do it in a hurry.
Now, I'm sure you've got a scouting report on your opponent tomorrow night, Lincoln Trail College, and we'll get to them in just a minute. But let's talk about your team first. not the start that you wanted in the first part of the year. But here's the thing about it. Okay, you're 1-9 in the conference. You're 0-2. You got a 7-game losing streak. But some of these games coming up, and one of those is tomorrow night, Lincoln Trail is not ranked in the nation, is not, and we're not going to denigrate them in any way, but they're not as strong as Mineral Area. They're not as strong as, you know, somebody like Three Rivers or whatever. This is a team tomorrow night that you will play at Logan that you legitimately have a very good shot at taking them down.
Yes, you know, you never know, like you said. You come in, and if you're not mentally prepared to play a game, and the person or the team that you're playing is coming in focused and want to play hard and do the things they need to do, you can get beat. So you can't take any team lightly, especially in the GRAC. You know, they beat SWCC by 4,
yep.
And then SWCC beat us. You know, so you know that they got a good team, and so you have to prepare like you need to and go in just like you're going in to play a Wabash or you're going in to play a Kirkwood or State Fair or Mobley or Mineral. You got to go in focused mentally and be prepared to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
So
now this Lincoln Trail team coming in, they are 5-9 overall. They are 1-1 in the league, but they're only 1-5 on the road. So they're making a long road trip tomorrow. How important is that game that your team, the Lady Vols, got in the other day? Even though it was a loss, how important is it to get that back under their, you know, under their feet, so to speak, to get their footing? Because they've already, now I don't know, Lincoln Trail may have played 1-2, but Logan has already played a game since the break. That's got to be important.
It's very important to get some of the rust off, you know, and get where you get your timing back and just get your mental ready for a battle for now into March. And so it was very important to get out there and play a team like that. So we played Wabash before we went to break, and then we started back up with going to Mineral. So, yeah, two back-to-back tough games in there before break and after to get you really back focused on what it takes to win games in this at this level.
We're talking to Charlie Jones. He's the Lady Volunteers basketball coach, and the Lady Vols play a home game with Lincoln Trail tomorrow in Carterville at the Brewer Gymnasium at 5 o'clock. Now, let me ask you this, Charlie, because – we talked about the getting away for the holidays and then coming right back. And I'm going to ask the same thing of Tyler. And I know, Charlie, you've been on both sides, the men and the women's side. When you play a tough, rugged schedule, I mean, you guys haven't ducked to anybody, all right? When you play a tough, rugged schedule and then you get into a certain stretch of games where, like tomorrow night, this Lincoln Trail, they're 5-9, okay? You come out, you're focused, you play hard, you've got a shot to win this game. So this is when, in my opinion, this is when all those tough games against Wabash and Mineral Area and Three Rivers and people like that, this is when they come into play, because now you're going to start playing conference games and, you know, you've got a losing streak you want to snap, you got a home streak you want to snap, you want to get your second win of the year, and you know as well as I do, you start building a little momentum and you get one and then you get another and all of a sudden everybody's doing some pretty important things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But during that stretch of these tough games we had, and I have sat down and talked with the players, some of them individually, and then and collectively looking at film, one thing that we have noticed that we have made some good improvement in some areas, but we still got some work to do. And so coming back playing a tough team like Mineral, it kind of gave us a test of some of the stuff that we saw that we didn't do well the first semester. And then so we tried some of the stuff and made some changes to see how it worked against another tough opponent which we saw that it does work, and some of the things that we need to continue to improve on to give us a good chance to really be competitive in our conference.
Now, I know, Charlie, one of the things that you talked to the Lady Vols about and you've talked to us about on the radio is the fact that you want to cut down on the turnovers, cut down on the mistakes, because you come down the floor and you commit a turnover, well, you don't get a shot. You don't, you know, I mean, it could be a 4-point swing, a 5-point swing, whatever, what have you. But this team you're playing tomorrow night, Lincoln Trail, they are averaging 19.9 turnovers a game. They're 126th in the nation as far as turning the ball over. So I know, Charlie Jones, you're going to have some ball hawking. You're going to have some pressing. You're going to have some pressure. You're going to try to make them do what they've been doing all year, turn the ball over.
Yeah, we have to get out there and get after it. If we come in with the mindset that we had, and I use these two games, when we had the mindset when we came out to play Kirkwood the first game, in the mindset that we had Saturday, and I think we'll put ourselves in a good position to be successful. I think the girls are hungry for to win, and they want to play up to their potential, and they were really excited about this opportunity to get back on the floor on Wednesday after going through the tough loss on Saturday, because there was a point in time, I think the score was 29-27, and we had five cracks at it to score or take the lead. And our defense held, but our offense didn't. But now the girls, if we've worked on some things, and maybe if we get in a situation like that, that maybe we can score an offensive end and continue to play hard on the defensive end.
Yeah, because I've seen your team play this year, and I know the people that have come out and seen the home games or maybe traveled on the road and watched the Lady Vols, you know, you've got some talented players. And you know, it's you're new. Some of them are new for the first time going through. I mean, some of Cheyenne Trotter and people like that that are sophomores, but the freshmen, you know, that you look at, like you mentioned, we talked about Inslee Tedeschi, and you've got India Harris and some others that are freshmen that, well, Jersey Biddle is another one that, you know, they know their way around the basketball court. It's not like this is their first year of organized basketball, but everybody's got to find their role, and when it starts clicking, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yes, they're still feeling their way out and coming from high school to this level because the speed is quicker, it's more physical, and you got a lot of players with very high basketball IQ. So, you know, they're learning their way. But I did tell them in practice, I said, now we've started second semester, you're no longer a freshman. I consider you as a sophomore because you got a semester under you. And so, therefore, now we need to start making some turns. And they're ready for the challenge of that. They smiled at me and they said, okay, coach. And so I'm just excited. And I'm just, you know, in spite of what the record is, no, it's not where I wanted us to start out and be. But I am excited and I still have confidence in this team that this rest of this season that they're going to turn it around. Because you have the talent and now you got a little bit of experience and know what you didn't taste it now. And so now you know what it's all about. And so now I think we'll start seeing some improvement from all of those knots that I call them early on in the season, playing first seven games, with top 25 teams in the country. Sure. And one of them is number one in the country right now. And so it's some of those things where maybe we've learned some things. And so I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be fine.
You've been around this game for a long time. You've been on the sidelines for a long time. I'm going to ask Coach Smith-Peters this a little bit later in the program, but it seems to me that, you know, you've come back to the sidelines now. The team has struggled a little bit, but you see signs that there is improvement. I mean, this last ball game against Mineral Area, a much improved effort. No, nobody would doubt that saw it, that heard it, that was there. But I would think, and this is just me, so call me crazy if you want, I would think as a coach, if I started out with a team and we struggled because the Johnny Logan men's side, they struggled at the beginning of the year, too. No doubt about that. And they're coming off a national championship. But if I had a team and I was the coach and they struggled coming out of the gate, but we kept together, we kept our heads together, we stayed focused and played hard, and then went through a rugged schedule, then certainly then when you start playing better and the dominoes start falling the other way, I would think as a head coach, this would be as much a rewarding experience for me as it would be if my team had just come out and just, you know, mowed down everybody. Let's just like Wabash Valley. Oh, we're top ranked in the country. We're going to mow down everybody. We want to score 103 points a game. You know, that gets old after a while. But this style here, you come out and you struggle, then you make some progress, and then suddenly kind of the lights go on in their eyes, you know, and they get it. And they start cutting the right way, and the plays start to work, and they look at you, and you look at them, and you just know that it's coming. And I think that's kind of the way this team is right now.
Yes, it is very rewarding to see the players turn the corner. And, you know, I've had some ask, you know, why'd you play such a tough schedule? I was just willing to play whoever wanted to play. And so to get our girls out there and get them an opportunity to showcase their talent and learn from it. But you're right. At some point, I feel that the light bulb is beginning to get brighter. Even on Saturday, there wasn't a time that I didn't feel as in any of the girls thought that we weren't going to win that game. It's just some things that we've still got to learn how to close out games. When you get a lead, you got to know time and score. You got to know how important each possession is at that point and how harder you got to play on the defensive end and little things like that. And I believe as we were looking at film from that, I believe they kind of saw it. And so I think we'll begin to see the turn to begin to happen with this team. And I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to be a part of seeing them turn. So
it could start tomorrow night at John A. Logan, 5 o'clock. The Lady Vols are going to take on Lincoln Trail. Lincoln Trail is 5-9, 1-1 in the league. Logan looking for their first conference win. I think it's going to be a pretty good dogfight tomorrow night at 5. You might want to come over there and see it or listen to it on the stream on 103.5ESPN.com. Matt Varney, Tim Ritchie has the call a little bit before 5. Charlie Jones, thank you very much for the visit. Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow night. And I think it's time. It's go time, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate you guys having me on. I really do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Always a pleasure talking to Charlie Jones, the